Introduction. Noted border below heading 1. Conflict. Prevention. Note reference 1. Conflict resolution and peace building. Note reference 2. Are critical issues that need to be addressed to achieve sustainable development and global peace. The unprecedented and repeated crises, the scale of destruction and innumerable casualties as a result of conflicts, not only pose demanding challenges, but also expose the deep-rooted structural inequalities and violence in the world. During the Second World War, nationalist ideologies drove conflicts. However, in present history, conflicts are increasingly driven by religious and ethnic ideologies. Note reference 3. In several former colonies, ethnic identities became dominant in the socio-political discourse in determining citizenship and belonging. Religion was used by governments and others to marginalize certain segments of the population, and amalgamation of ethnic politics and religion that results in ethno-nationalism on the grounds of being inferior to the majority. Women's bodies are used for upholding the values of one religion and using it as a source to ensure continuity of a race, to abolish threats to the well-being of the race by another religious group, and many more. Minority ethnic groups were not recognized, largely ignored, or viciously targeted through the national discourse as the other. Wars perpetrated either in the name of religion or in the name of rooting out religious terrorism have also caused countless deaths. Constitutional guarantees to protect a religion are increasingly used to limit the rights of minorities and justify marginalization and oppression on various fronts. Quote, the nature, the effect, and impact of conflicts are gendered and affect men and women differently. Men and boys are usually targeted for conscriptions, but women and girls suffer disproportionately, and in many ways, the cost of conflict adversely affects their sexual and reproductive health and rights. End of quote. Conflicts have a far-reaching devastating impact, resulting in humanitarian crises because of widespread displacement, suffering due to the cumulative impact on basic services, and livelihoods, even as people's security and respect for their dignity remain essential needs. Note reference 4. Protracted conflicts in many parts of the world have led to the total breakdown of social, political, economic, and judicial systems and have resulted in violence being normalized, forcing states to remain fragile. Note reference 5. For long periods of time. Note reference 6. The world today has the largest number of internally displaced people's identities. Note reference 7. And refugees. Note reference 8. Since the Second World War. Note reference 9. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees UNHCR, there were nearly 65.6 million forcibly displaced people worldwide in 2016, of which 22.5 million were refugees and 10 million were stateless. Note reference 10. About 55% of refugees came from three countries, Afghanistan, South Sudan, and Syria. Note reference 11. Women and girls make up around 50% of any refugees, internally displaced, or stateless population. Note reference 12. Quote, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, there were nearly 65.6 million forcibly displaced people worldwide in 2016, of which 22.5 million were refugees and 10 million were stateless. Women and girls make up around 50% of any refugees, internally displaced or stateless population. End of quote. The nature, the effect, and impact of conflicts are gendered and affect men and women differently. Men and boys are usually targeted for conscriptions, but women and girls suffer disproportionately, and in many ways, the cost of conflict adversely affects their sexual and reproductive health and. Page 6. Rights SRHR. Note reference 13. However, women are not a homogeneous group and their experiences of conflict can be diverse. Women are not just victims of conflict, they play active roles during conflicts and in peace building. Despite this, women and girls' experiences are often undocumented, and they are made invisible at peace negotiation tables. As their voices and experiences are not heard, This very often results in a gender-blind approach to peace that is unsustainable and one that perpetuates the cycle of violence and conflict. Gender-blind approaches also ignore women and girls as SRHR during conflict and humanitarian crises. As a response to the wars in Rwanda and Bosnia in the 90s, several international and intergovernmental initiatives were taken to provide access to basic health care, including sexual and reproductive health, SRH services, and family planning for refugees and IDPs. Note reference 14. Such responses have led to a surge in both efforts and studies addressing the gender dimensions of conflict with a focus on SRH and sexual violence. Note reference 15. Despite this progress, studies focusing on comprehensive SRHR through a gender and rights-based lens are limited. To address this gap, this thematic paper analyses the gendered impact of conflict on women and girls in Asia. The paper draws upon existing studies to examine the impact of conflict on SRHR, then analyze existing international instruments that address the impact of conflicts on women and girls, and to outline recommendations. Brief overview of conflicts in Asia. Asia continues to see the longest-running conflicts more than anywhere else in the world, with some going on for multiple generations, at an average length of 45 years. Note reference 16. As of February 2016, the Asia-Pacific region was home to over 8.5 million persons of concern to UNHCR, including some 3.9 million refugees and 2.9 million IDPs. Note reference 17. Most of the conflicts in the region are internal, 82% rather than across borders, although many have interstate, regional, and even international dimensions. Note reference 18. Subnational conflicts in the region constitute 60% of the world's active conflicts, and many are recurrent conflicts. Note reference 19. Most result from deep-rooted structural problems such as discriminatory policies and practices by the state or local authorities, collusive relations between national and local elites, who marginalize some minority populations, and entrenched horizontal inequalities. Note reference 20. That lead to concentration of power and resources in some ethnic groups. Note reference 21. While some conflicts are a manifestation of frustration due to asymmetrical power relations between authorities and minorities demanding their rights, others are for equal distribution of resources, control over natural resources and land, as well as for equal access in decision-making, power, and authority. The perceived grievances between ethnic groups are usually over power and resources, which are often linked to historical differences and demands by minority ethnic groups to maintain their language, culture, and identity. Note reference 22. Countries such as Indonesia, Myanmar, Philippines, and Sri Lanka have experienced internal strife caused by ethnic tensions in the last few decades. Note reference 23. India continues to experience tribal uprising against mining companies, whereas Nepal saw a decade-long Maoist insurgency, also known as People's War against feudalism and social, economic, and political inequalities. In South Asia, the territorial dispute between India and Pakistan over Kashmir is known as the region's longest war with no sign of ending. Southeast Asia is more prone to conflict over territorial and maritime boundaries than other regions. Disputes over the South China Sea, which is rich in natural resources, is one of the longest-running conflicts involving both islands and maritime claims, have emerged from Brunei, China, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. They are all competing for territorial and jurisdictional claims, especially over rights to exploit the extensive reserves of oil and gas. Note reference 24. Fishing areas and shipping lanes. In addition, the U.S. has been backing countries that oppose Chinese claims to certain islands in the area. Note reference 25. Through military support. Amidst rising tensions between the Philippines and China, the recent International Tribunal has ruled that China's claim over some of the islands is illegal. Note reference 26. However, China has refused to recognize the ruling despite it being legally binding to both the countries, and this has kept the issue unresolved to date. Page 7. Southeast Asia has also witnessed a range of separatist movements, many of which are still ongoing. All these separatist movements are the result of religious, cultural, or ethnic marginalization. There are no signs of resolution in the Mindanao conflict in the Philippines despite various peace agreements since 2001. The region continues to be marked by armed conflicts with the rise of the ABU-CNF group, which broke away from the Moro National Liberation Front MNLF in 1991 as it disagreed with their policy of pursuing autonomy for Mindanao and wanted to establish an independent Islamic state. Note reference, 27. In Indonesia, the peace agreement was signed in 2005 to end 29 years of unrest involving the Free Aceh movement, also known as Gerakan Aceh Merdeka GAM, which resulted in Aceh becoming a special autonomous province. However, the province is not free from violence due to the animosity between Muslims and the Christian minority. In Myanmar, despite the installation of a civilian government, fighting between the government and the Kachin Independence Army continues. Note reference, 28. Similarly, the Muslim Rohingya minority are victims of communal violence and persecution by the Myanmar government, causing it to be deemed one of the greatest humanitarian crises today. With the wave of violence since August 2017 and the extent of atrocities perpetrated especially against Rohingya women and girls, it is now referred to as the textbook example of ethnic cleansing, and the Rohingyas are described as the world's most persecuted minority. The International Crisis Group has listed the Rohingya crisis as one of the 10 conflicts around the world to watch for in 2018 for both Myanmar and Bangladesh, due to the scale of assault that led to at least 655,000 Rohingyas fleeing to Bangladesh in August 2017. Note reference, 29. The other country from Asia on the list is Afghanistan, due to its absolute military strategy and increase in U.S. forces against the Taliban insurgency with stronger airstrikes and more aggressive ground offensives by the Afghan forces. Note reference, 30. Asia is also witnessing terror attacks from extremist groups at an alarming rate. The political climate in the region, akin to its global counterparts, is dominated by the war on terror, which started post 9/11 and accelerated with the invasion of Iraq in 2003. These gave rise to ideologies that are restrictive and at odds with liberalism, pluralism, women's rights, and sexuality rights. Note reference, 31. In countries such as Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, these also point to intersections between religious fundamentalisms, extremism, and conflict. Though causes of the conflict are diverse, the consequences are universal via displacement, loss of lives and property, or unabated violence. They have resulted in human rights violations, especially against minorities, because of their resistance, including denial of access to basic needs and services. Note reference, 32. Further widening the inequality gap based on, but not limited to, age, class, caste, ethnicity, and gender and sexual orientation. The understanding of gender should not be limited to just men and women, even in times of conflict. Though experiences of people with different sexual orientations and gender identities SOGIE in conflict are unique, the scope of this paper will cover primarily women and girls, with some examples of its impact on people with different sexual orientations and gender identities. Due to lack of data on SRHR violations such as maternal mortality and early child and forced marriages that is specific to Asia, some examples from the Middle East are used to provide a picture of scale of SRHR violence in times of conflict. The intended readers of the paper are the International Community for Peace and Security, member states of the United Nations UN national governments, civil society organizations CSOs, and individuals engaged in conflict prevention, resolutions and peace-building processes, and SRHR activists. Page 8.